Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We had a Roger Waters CD that we were playing here during our break, and Craig's looking for it, and I was listening to Roger Waters singing. Roger Waters, a former member of Pink Floyd, and in fact, Roger Waters left the group sometime in the late 1980s. And track what? Track 11? Thanks, Craig. I didn't mean to be a pain in the rear end over this thing, but I wanted to. There's a method to my madness, and you'll hear it here in a second. So I was listening to this song by Roger Waters and reminding myself of how he left Pink Floyd and how he made a big stink out of the fact that the remaining members wanted to continue as Pink Floyd, and he didn't want them to because, after all, he was Pink Floyd. He left in the early to mid-80s. He sued for the use of the name. And so I was listening to this song here. This is from a Roger Waters album called Amused to Death. Listen to this. Can we cue past? How do I cue past some of this? And I want to cue it to the vocal. Now, this is Roger Waters in all of his glory on this song, Cut 11. It's called Watching TV. And you'll hear him kick in here in just a moment, just as soon as we get done with all of this marvelous production, all of these sound collages and there you go. Listen to this.
Watching TV.
Roger Waters, the great genius of Pink Floyd.
Watching TV.
Watching TV. There's Roger Waters.
Watching TV.
There he is, okay. How do I cue it back to so let me just, cue it there. Now, listen to that. Keep that in mind. Watching TV. And then listen to this song by Tim Curry.
Davy Crockett. King of the Wild Frontier.
And it suddenly struck me that there's no difference between the song Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, and this piece of crap from Roger Waters, all about watching TV, huh? You know what I mean?
We were watching TV. Watching TV.
Davy Crockett.
Even though Tim sounds like he sat on a cucumber there. Davy?
Davy Crockett.
And we're watching TV. So you see, Roger, I know that you probably have better things to do than listen to my show. Your music kind of blows when it's compared to the stuff that I can hear on Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Freaking Frontier, Frontierland Ride. No difference between that and Pink Floyd music.
We were watching TV.
In Tiananmen Square. Lost my baby there.
Davy Crockett. King of the Wild Frontier.
Short order, pastry chef and a dim sun dive on the Yanks.
Get out of here, you loser. If I can't write a song better than that, that cat, man, he lost it big time. Good, Pink Floyd. Remember, they were an interesting band, weren't they? Something happened when you left Pink Floyd, my friend, even though you might have been the guts, the heart, the soul, you might have been the big genius behind it. When you left that band, oh, he spent a little time in the nut bin. Good, you ought to go back. You sure you ain't talking about Syd Barrett? Oh, they both went to the Nut Hatch. Well, no wonder that band's so interesting. They got two members that went to the Laughing Academy. And I got Craig Taylor and Mike Schaefer, my engineer and producer, who are going to go see Roger Waters in concert.
Won't you grieve?
Let me save you the trouble. Go see Tim Curry singing King of the Wild Frontier. Save you the trouble of going to see Roger Waters in concert. Go to freaking Disneyland, man. Go on Pirates of the Caribbean. Go watch the Country Bear Jamboree. You'd have a lot more fun than Roger Waters and that art rock, British, nothing stuff. Go watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't want to hit it too hard, but it's fun, isn't it? Don't you think, am I right? Oh, you're going to go see him in concert. So I'm asking the wrong guys here. I said, don't you think he sucks since he left Pink Floyd? And they're going, we're going to go see him in concert. I don't know about you, man. I'm spending $70 a seat, man. What were you doing, Roger? Were you watching TV? What a genius.
We were watching TV.
Davy. Davy Crockett. King of the wild frontier.
What are you guys going to sit there and listen to this for, what, 3 hours?
Lost my baby there.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
Bloodstained clothes. She was a short order pastry chef and a dim sun dive on the Yangtze Tideway.
Davy. Davy Crockett.
Won't you shed a tear?
For Davy Crockett. Okay, anyway. So you're going to sit and you listen to Raul Roger there, rehash what he thinks is his... Okay, he's fine. He's a good guy, right? Good music, good interesting sort of stuff. Roger Waters. Looks like he kissed the front end of a Peterbilt, but other than that... That guy's kisser. Was he Golden Gloves or something? You got to go back to that. Well, they lost him. They lost the best-looking guy in the group. That's too bad. You know, where's he playing? Is he playing where, the Forum? Or is he playing Staples Center? Is he playing some dive?
Universal Amphitheater.
Tonight?
No.
When?
April.
Oh, in April. Okay. Or Irvine Meadows.
Yeah, Irvine Meadows.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's big time. But I still think you're missing out if you ain't seeing...
So's he knew every tree.
Tim Curry singing about Davy Crockett like he...
Tree.
David. Spotted him at the bar, you know?
Davy Crockett.
King of the Wild Frontier.
Wild Frontier.
King of my Wild Frontier. But anyway. Okay, that sucks. Anyway, so I wanted to mention this one thing. We were talking about the hair growth stuff. And yesterday I said I would tell you about my experience, and I never did. And here's how it went like this. When I was losing my hair in my late 20s, I went through the standard panic that most guys go through, so I sent away for some of the stuff that they were advertising in a magazine, and it was a shampoo, and then it was a cream that you rubbed in, but first you had to give yourself a 20-minute scalp massage and all this baloney, right? And I sent away for this stuff. I did. I mean, only guys that are losing their hair can understand this. But you do a little bit of a panic, and there, and one guy that loses his hair that doesn't kind of do something, stare at it real hard, you know, and you try, give yourself a scalp massage, stand on your head, try to get some blood up there, something. But I went so far as to send away for this garbage, and I say garbage with all due respect. It was from Sweden, supposedly it was clinically tested. But I noticed I was using it, and I would still see clumps of hair in the drain. So it didn't matter. I was massaging my head. I was rubbing it up and down. I was putting this crap in it. Do you ever see the Dick Van Dyke? Maybe you didn't, but he wakes up. He was rubbing salad oil into his head because he thought that he was losing his hair. And he had a dream one night. He woke up and he looked in the mirror and his head was nothing but lettuce. He'd been rubbing so much salad oil there, he sprouted leaves of romaine lettuce on his head. So I was doing this and I was still losing hair. So I went so far as to contact one of these doctors to do, you know, transplants. And I had this surgery called, I didn't have it done, but they have this surgery called male pattern reduction, male pattern baldness. They actually bring your scalp together. They sew it together so that the hair is like closer, and then they put in the plugs. And I even went so far as to send in my money, my deposit for this. I sent in $2,000. I was going to have this done, Mike. I was going to have my scalp reduced and have plugs put in. And it was like $1,000 a plug. I didn't have that kind of... What is that? How much hair... How many hair plugs you got to put in? And I don't know what happened. I let it go for about 4 months, and finally I came to my senses, and I called him up, and I said, I want my money back. I want my $2,000 back. I want it tomorrow. I went through that six-month period, and I finally came to my senses. I said, I'm just going to have to go bald. You know, and that's just all there is to it. And lo and behold, I have, and this is what I... And you know what? I wish I had hair. Let me clue you in on something that you may not know. A lot of bald guys say, oh, I don't mind being bald. I don't like being bald. Does baldness run in my family? Yeah, on my mom's side. Yeah, my mother was bald. No, her father, you know, it's on the mother's side. I'm bald and I'll always be bald and I ain't going to do nothing about it. I mean, if they come up with a miracle drug, I would take it. It would make my hair grow because I would rather have hair. And there isn't a bald guy out there that wouldn't rather have hair. I don't give a crap how much they talk about, well, we have more male hormone and we're, you know, every guy on your mom's side is bald. That's where you get it. Your mother carries the bald-ass gene. Thanks, Mom. But there ain't a guy out there that's bald who wouldn't rather have hair, myself included. But I'm not about to go and get it plugged and get surgery, and I'm not wearing no dead animal, and it's just going to have to be what it's got to be, okay? If I'm a freaking bald as a cue ball, you know, there's a few little sacrifices we make in this world. Sometimes you just got to pay the piper. Sometimes you just got to bend over and, you know, take it.
Davy.
Just like Tim's doing right there.
Davy Crockett.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Just like old Tim had to, you know, come on now. Love how you say Crockett, babe. Davy, say Crockett one more time.
Davy.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Very brief thing in the news here, and then we'll get to the phones. At least one caller holding who wants to talk about this, that Pamela Anderson has... Pamela Anderson's masseuse is suing her because the masseuse was bitten by a Rottweiler dog owned by Ms. Lee. And that's about all we know about it. I think that Mike is he looking it up? And... if he's looking it up, I appreciate it, Mike, wherever you are. Do you know a little bit more about this, sir?
Yes, sir. Apparently the dog bit the masseuse, and Ms. Lee is Pamela Anderson's being sued by this person, which I think is, you know, a personal opinion. It's a frivolous lawsuit.
You think it's frivolous, huh? You know, I don't know about that, about a dog biting someone.
Well, the reason why I called up, Phil, I really love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
And I think you'd agree, I guess a lot of people agree, that there's a lot of frivolous lawsuits. And I think that somewhere along the line we have to stop people who, you know, are filing them, because I think there's a certain group of people that shouldn't be sued.
And a certain group of people that shouldn't be sued. We know that the president, well, at least there was a law saying the president can't be sued. Are you talking about Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, I mean, I am a very big fan of hers. I guess I collect stills of actresses and models.
You collect photographs?
Yeah, I do.
You're a big fan of hers?
I would say yes, sir, I am.
Really? Okay.
But I have about 150,000 pictures of actresses and models. Pamela Anderson's by far probably the hottest of all of them. And I just called your show because I had called your show a few weeks ago about Shania Twain. I don't know if you remember or not.
About Shania Twain? No, sir, I don't.
I had called in about how I thought Shania Twain was a great actress, you know, I mean a great singer and songwriter, and that's why she was selling all the records.
No, I don't remember.
Well,
tell me about Pamela Anderson. Okay, here it is. Tommy and Pam out of the doghouse. Looks like Justice won't be taking a bite out of Tommy and Pamela Anderson Lee, even if Justice took a bite of their masseuse. The on-again, off-again couple have agreed to settle a dispute out of court with their former masseuse, Doreen Cott, who claims the Lee's Rottweiler, named Justice no less, took a chunk out of her rear end in 1997. A trial was scheduled to begin today over the bad doggie's teething incident. But Cott's lawyer, Elaine Mandel, says both sides agreed it would be best to have the matter settled through binding arbitration. Is that the story, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure that... I didn't know that Tommy Lee was involved in it, but I knew that Pamela Anderson was involved in it, and I thought that it's an example of a frivolous lawsuit, because I think there are a certain class of people who do things for us that have represented something to us, and I think Pamela Anderson represents an awful lot to I think, a lot of people, and I think that a frivolous lawsuit like that coming against her... And,
well, why shouldn't Pamela Anderson be sued?
Well, I don't... I mean... You know, I think that...
Well, I'm serious. Why shouldn't she be sued? I'm not saying that it was that the lawsuit was correct. Believe me, I've been sued, and I can tell you it's not a pleasant experience at all, especially when you feel you're being sued unjustly. But what is the prohibition against Pamela Anderson being sued? She's a citizen.
Well, the reason why I feel is because I think she's different. I think she has brought a lot of... She's very sexy. She's very, very beautiful. I think she's brought a lot of heat to a lot of the hotness that she has. I think she's brought to a lot of men. I just think...
Well, Halle Berry is being sued for something, isn't she, Mike? Halle Berry is being sued. And you know who Halle Berry is?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, Halle Berry is being sued for a hit and run, an alleged hit and run of some kind. When you talk about heat...
Well, Halle Berry, I don't think is in the same... I mean... Halle Berry is not as hot, okay, as Pamela Anderson is all I'm saying. And
what has that got to do with anything? Halle Berry is a beautiful woman.
But, yeah, she is a beautiful woman. I mean, she's good looking, okay, but she doesn't represent that much to as many people as Pamela Anderson do because of the hotness. I mean, Pamela Anderson's very hot, number one. Number two, Pamela Anderson represents more hotness to more guys because she is Caucasian. And Halle Berry is...
Well, wait a minute. Halle Berry, Tyra Banks, Naomi Campbell, they're just as beautiful and there's just as many white guys as black guys who are into them. So why shouldn't she be... Why is she being sued?
Because I just don't think she brings the same hotness, you know.
Because she's not as hot as Pamela Anderson?
I don't believe so.
Well, that's it's a definite personal opinion kind of a thing.
No, I know you can say that it's personal opinion, Mr. Henry, but that's why I say that I have over 150,000 stills of different actresses and models. I have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast. I mean, I have a pretty good judge of how hot chicks are.
Well, tell me about yourself. What do you do?
Well, right now I do pharmaceutical sales, but I am also I would like to get into the adult film business eventually. I do know that there's a lot of very hot-looking women out there that I have a good...
Hold on for just a second. What is your name?
I'm sorry?
What is your name, sir?
My name's Chris.
Hold on, Chris, because I have a lady in Laguna Hills who wants to talk to you. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Kay.
Kay and Chris.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kay.
You know, why do you think Pamela Anderson is God or a goddess? She's just as good as the rest of us.
Well, but she's very, very hot. She
it
has a lot of sexuality.
The rest of us are hot. What's wrong with you? I think her masseuse should not be suing, but why, you know,
I mean,
why make it a big deal? Why
what
try
I'm
to
saying
make
is,
a lot?
No, what I'm saying is she is very, very hot. And
So what? You might be very hot.
I'm sorry?
You might be very hot, but I could still see you for, you know, stupid stuff that you might do.
No, but I'm saying she's kind of like a national symbol, okay? And she has brought a lot of joy.
You know, she's full of silicone, and we're all human. I'm sure she's got to wipe her butt, too.
Well, I mean, I don't know what
you
look like.
Too.
What do you look like?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
It doesn't matter. I don't look like Pam Anderson. It doesn't matter what I look like.
No, what I'm saying is she's like – there is precedent, Mr. Henry. You mentioned that the President of the United States cannot be sued. He has a certain immunity. Prosecutors give immunity to certain people.
Well, but why should Pamela Anderson get the immunity extended to a president or to a DA making a deal?
Because
it doesn't make any sense.
Because she has brought to a lot of American men, I think, a lot of joy.
Too.
She's brought a lot of joy and a lot of heat to the screen. She's brought a lot of heat into our lives.
You know what?
She's very,
whatever.
Very hot, you know?
I think you're smoking something that's...
Well, why are you so upset about it? Why are you so upset about it, man?
I'm not upset about it. I just think you're stupid. I think it's ridiculous.
Oh, because maybe you're not as... Do you have heat? I mean, I don't know if you have the hotness.
I must have heat, but I'm sure someone will turn around and sue me.
So what are you saying? The lady's jealous?
Well, I think there's probably some jealousy going on for a lot of women who don't understand the heat and the hotness of Pamela Anderson.
I'm not jealous that I have a...
All right, hold the line. Hold on for just a second. The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, let's get Chris back on the line, who doesn't think Pamela Anderson should be sued because she is, she's too hot, I guess. The lady in Laguna Hills there. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah. So
and Chris, are you there?
How,
Yeah, I'm right here.
And what is your name, ma'am, in Laguna Hills?
I'm Kay.
Kay, okay.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, Pam is not a god, and we were talking about that earlier, but what makes you think that she's so hot that she can't be sued?
Because I think if you've seen her in Barb, if you've seen her in VIPs, if you've seen her in Baywatch.
I've seen her everywhere, and I've seen her with her children, and she's
right.
a wonderful mother.
Right, she
is, yeah. But
it
doesn't
mean
she can't be sued.
I'm not saying that you know, she's above the law. What I'm trying to say is there are certain personalities and celebrities, I think, in Hollywood who brought a lot of heat, a lot of sexuality to the screen.
So what? It didn't stop anyone from suing Veronica Lake. It didn't stop anyone from suing many
Veronica
people who were
Lake.
Beautiful and who were hot.
I don't know who she is.
Veronica Lake was an actress.
Veronica Lake, yeah. She's an old actress. She's gone now.
I'll give you an example of somebody else, Chris. Catherine Zeta-Jones. You know who she is?
Yeah.
All right, she's being sued by an ex-friend who, I guess, broke an ankle or something in an automobile accident.
Okay, I think she's very, very hot. She brings a lot of heat to the screen.
Maybe she did do something that made the guy break his ankle, and maybe she does need to be sued.
No, I don't. I think that she probably could.
Just because she's hot, you know
she's
what?
Very,
you're never
going to
make
looking,
it anywhere
okay.
because you're going to think someone's hot. What if some hot woman came by and killed your dog? Would you sue her?
I don't know. I'd have
so
to think
hot.
About it. But I'm seeing some very, very hot women, for instance, in my life, and I have the ability to just, like,
you know,
like see heat on people.
Do you think with your head, or do you think with the southern hemisphere?
Well, no, I'm talking about
well,
I'm currently
nothing.
Seeing a very hot
you
lady.
Need to
she's
think with
a
your
waitress.
Head. You need to be realistic.
Okay, let me just give you an example.
You have many beautiful killers.
I'm currently seeing a very hot lady. She's a waitress over at the New World on Sunset, and I have to try to raise her heat up, though, because I think she's going to eventually be very hot.
Okay, well, the lady's car, your car phone faded out. Thanks for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Who's the lady you're seeing?
Right now, I'm currently seeing the lady. She's a waitress over at the New World.
Right.
And she's very hot, but she needs to have her heat level raised, I guess. And I'm, you know, I can do that for her. I can raise up the heatness. I mean, I can raise up the hotness on her. And
how do you do that?
I think you generally raise a woman's heat, you know, when you make love to her real good or real, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm egotistical or nothing, but you do it when you make love to her real good, and yeah, there's some plastic surgery involved. And
what do you mean by raising up a woman's hotness level or whatever it is? What does that do?
Well, I think that when a woman gets to have heat or she's got a lot of hotness going on, then you know, she can go into the movies or whatever, or you can make her be a movie star or something like that. And
so what you're looking to do is have a protege. You want to develop a protege, a woman who's going to become a movie star?
Well, nobody wants to see a really hot chick get sued and get all sad because the world won't feel her hotness if she's all sad. We all love a really hot chick, but the only way that a chick stays into the heatness, I mean, or to stays hot, is if she's not, is if you don't get her sued or get her upset. That's all I'm saying.
So don't upset a woman, and that way she'll stay hot.
Yes.
And then you, what? You won't. She won't get sued.
That's correct.
Okay, man. I mean, good luck on that. Here is Hudson on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
Just had a comment for the other guy. I'm not sure what his name is. But,
my name's Chris.
What's your name, sir? What is your name, sir?
In Hudson.
Yes, sir.
Manuel.
Manuel and Chris. Go ahead.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
I basically, the way I feel about it is I find Halle Berry to be a much more attractive woman. And,
yeah,
you know,
she's good looking.
She has, to me, she has much more in the acting capability, and she can play, you know, much more in roles, you know.
But she ain't
only,
no Pammy, man. She's not Pamela Anderson, man, right?
No, I mean, Pamela Anderson is, you know, she's good looking and everything, don't get me wrong, but I find that Halle Berry is much more of a classier woman, and, you know, she can play a larger spectrum.
Well, do you think Halle Berry is hot enough not to get sued?
No, I think every
American.
I think every person in America is liable for whatever their you know, their responsibility, their actions, if they've done something wrong.
No, but I mean, Halle Berry, if you think she's hot. If you think Halle Berry's hot, why would you want her to be sued? Because that would decrease how hot she is.
If
see what I'm saying? If she gets sad or upset, then she is not that hot no more.
No.
If you sue a woman, she won't be sexy? Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's the sex goes away. So you wouldn't want to see her go to jail and be looking all like some jail chick or something, man.
I think I think if the shoe was on the other foot, if Pamela Anderson was driving a car,
she'll lose her strut,
and
you know,
she ran into you, I think that if you felt that she was negligible for her actions and you wanted to sue her.
Right, now that's a good question. Would you sue Pamela Anderson if she ran you over, Chris?
No, I would not.
You would not sue her?
No.
Even if you knew it was Pamela Anderson, even if you knew by suing her, you could get a lot of money.
I'm not going to sue Pamela Anderson. She's very, very hot, okay? She's very sensual.
Yeah.
And she does it for me.
That doesn't make not liable, though.
So what is she
going to
do?
In America.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sue no Pamela Anderson, man. She's hot. She's got nice. She's got a good rack. She's got a great ass, but a good ass.
You know, the thing is that you stand to gain nothing.
What?
You stand to gain nothing from
would you sue Halle Berry, man?
If she did to me what she did to that other person, you know.
Oh man, come on!
I would sue
Halle Berry. I mean, you just said she's hot.
Well, whatever, man. He's not going to, you know.
For one thing, look, I don't think
you
have the money to go into a hospital and to pay the expenses. It's not a matter of actually trying to gain something from it. But I would expect that person to cover all your medical expenses.
You got to be loyal to the hotness, man. I mean, I gained many wonderful nights from my pictures of Pamela, okay? I have about 150 to 200 pictures of Pamela Anderson. I've had many wonderful nights. I don't sit at home jerking off or nothing.
Chris,
let
me ask you something.
Yeah?
Are you a rich guy?
What?
Are you a rich guy?
No, currently I do phone sales for a pharmaceutical company, but I do want to.
You're not well off or anything, are you?
I'm single. I don't have no wife or nothing, so I'm doing okay right now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but if Pamela Anderson put you in a hospital with a car wreck, you know, I would expect for her to at least pay my medical bills, right?
Well, I mean, she would probably want to pay my medical bills because one of the things that I never said is that I'm very good looking, and a lot of women do find me very good looking, and so they would want to pay for my medical bills.
Are you saying that Pamela Anderson would go ahead and volunteer to pay your medical bills? Because why?
Because I am very good looking, and I do have, I mean, a lot of women are attracted to me.
What if she didn't? What if she didn't want to?
Well,
she
would, man. She would. Believe me. You know,
I
got it going on, man.
So you're so good looking, Pamela Anderson would volunteer to pay your medical bills.
Yeah. Okay, laugh, man. But, I mean, you know, that's where it's at.
Look. The whole point is that you're not in that situation right now, and you don't know
confidence.
If it happened tomorrow, what would happen.
I want to ask you a question. You made a statement that you got the ability to see the heat in women.
Yes, I do. I have contacted the Department of Defense because I wanted them to know if they could use my abilities or anything. I can see heat coming off of women's, and I mean, you can laugh about it, man, but I can't. Okay.
What do you mean you can see heat coming off of women?
I do see the heatness of them, okay?
So you contacted the Department of Defense, why?
To see if they wanted to use my abilities, that's all.
Well, it's,
I mean, what
it's
are you
about,
laughing about, man?
It's about 36 degrees out here, and I'm pretty sure I could see a lot of heat coming off of a lot of people.
Well, I'll tell you, Tommy Lee got nothing on me. I've seen the honeymoon video, man, so whatever, you know.
Okay, dude, maybe you got a lot of heatness, huh?
Well, I mean, I do, you know. And I can see heat coming off of women, certain areas of their body. And so if the United States Army wants to use me, in the meantime, I'm going to be looking at a couple of videos, you know. And I've seen the Tommy Lee video, and he's got some, you know, there's some problems he's got with technique and everything, but whatever.
Okay, well, anyway, thanks very much for your call there in Hudson, sir.
Okay,
all right,
take care.
And Chris, 1-800-44, you hang on, 1-800-449-8686. We got Chris on the line here. He doesn't think Pamela Anderson should be sued for anything because she's too hot. She's given him many nights of pleasure, as have, you know, other guys. And, oh, yeah, he has the ability to see heat coming off of a woman, so he's volunteered for the Department of Defense. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me is a young guy. We're talking about Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. Pamela Anderson Lee, Tommy Lee. They both sued by a former masseuse who said that their Rottweiler bit her on the rear end, and as a result, She sued the Lees, and that apparently was settled out of court. They went into binding arbitration, so everything is cool. And I'm asking you, Chris, you don't like the idea of Pamela Anderson.
Well, Mr. Renner, I want to say that I believe in the justice system of America, you know, but also I've gotten many, many years of pleasure out of Pamela Anderson, and I think she's very beautiful. And I think that we need to look at it.
Well, wait, why shouldn't she be sued? She's not the President of the United States.
No, I know that she's not the President of the United States. And I know that that is, you know, a consideration, okay? But I'm saying, shouldn't there be some peoples that don't get sued because their sexuality is like out there, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Because they're sexy? Don't sue people because they're sexy?
No, she's more than sexy. She has a lot of sexuality. I have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast, and I have never seen nobody so sexy as her, okay? Many nights I've looked at the pictures that I have of her, and I'm kind of nervous talking about it, but, you know, she's just very, very sexy. And
okay, so she's the hottest thing you've ever seen, so don't sue her. And I mentioned Halle Berry. I mentioned Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones almost qualifies. Almost qualifies. She's very hot. She has sexuality, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, do you want me to play the closing song?
No, that's okay. Craig will. Here is Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling because what this guy's basically saying is if you're hot, you can't be sued, so you could just go do anything you want and not take any responsibility for
it. Right. I mean, what about being murdered?
Well, that's a criminal offense. I'm talking about civil liability.
It doesn't matter. Any kind of liability, people have to take responsibility for their actions no matter how hot they are.
I'm sorry?
People have to take responsibility for their actions no matter how hot they are.
Well, that's true, but also, how come the President of the United States, we have immunity laws?
Well, do you understand why they have that law?
Because he's the president?
Maybe you should educate yourself in things other than hotness.
Hold on, would you back off the phone, please?
I'm sorry. The President of the United States is not sued, and Clinton's not even hot-looking. I mean, I would not say that he's hot, would you? Of course not. You know,
the president.
He's the president. If you sue the president, every knucklehead would come out of the woodwork suing the president. Everybody would want to sue the president. You have to draw the line.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Pamela Anderson
would not be hot. What?
The reason the president can't be sued while he is president is because it would take him away from his duties as president. And after he is finished being president, he can be sued.
Well, I just think that if you sue Pamela Anderson, then she's not... Her boobs, I mean, I'm sorry I shouldn't say this, but she did have a very nice pair. She went and got them reduced on account of she's being sued.
Well, you're saying
that... Oh, so her breasts got smaller because she's being sued. Is that it?
No, I'm saying she went out and made them smaller, but she's getting harassed by people.
Well, that's her choice to do what she wants with her body, but what you're saying is only ugly people or people that are not considered hot by your standards can be sued.
So all the ugly people get sued, yeah. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Good luck.
Here is Crestline on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I'm just saying that, I mean...
Hi, my name's Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Yeah. Pamela Anderson's hot. Why should she be sued? Because of her breasts.
Heather.
What?
Go ahead. The lady in Crestline, what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Heather.
Heather, this is Chris.
Oh, hi, Heather. I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
Oh. Yeah. I'm 28, so that...
that okay. Lets her out, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying, but, you know.
Well, you know what?
What?
When you refer to yourself, like, earlier you were saying that, you know... Of course, Pamela Anderson would pay my medical bills, you know.
Well, no, what I'm saying
is... I know I'm good looking.
No, all I'm saying is I'm very good looking.
Well,
you know, so yeah, you would if you saw me.
Well, look, Chris, when a girl looks at a guy, whether you believe this or not,
yeah.
When they look at a guy, it's, you'll say like, oh, he's cute, you know, but as soon as they say something like, oh, I know I'm cute, of course you like me, you know, I'm hot, it totally takes away all their cuteness.
No, are you hot or, I mean, I know you're 15, but are you hot?
I don't consider myself.
Because you've got a very sexy voice, you know.
Well, you know what?
She's 15, man. Give it up, okay?
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying.
She's 15. Give it up.
Okay. I mean,
Thank you.
I'm saying is...
You're welcome.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to take her out. I'm just wondering if she's hot.
She's 15. Give it up.
You're 15. You don't know anything about hotness or nothing like that?
Look, I know what's cute.
You know what? You know of the heat?
Yeah, the Miami Heat, man. I know about them, okay?
It's not something I take into my mind and, like, dwell on it.
All I'm saying is
I try to keep myself humble.
What?
I try to keep myself humble on things like that.
What's that?
Humble. Humility.
Yeah.
I'm not. What?
Oh, okay.
What is it?
All right, it's... I don't gloat about how hot I am.
What's humility?
You don't know what humility is.
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what is it? I mean...
You know what? It's like when someone knows how beautiful they are,
yeah,
it just it puts up their self-esteem way too high. And it's just they're not pretty anymore, you know?
Well, I mean, the Backstreet Boys you might consider hot, okay? But in an adult world, they're dumb. I'm talking about hot. I'm not talking about dumb, you know?
I'm not talking about either of them.
So, do you think I'm hot? I mean, just by talking to me?
I would never judge anybody by their voice.
Well, that's too bad.
I judge people by their personality.
Because I'm very good looking, and Pamela Anderson would probably, you know, go out
with
me.
Well, that's nice for you.
I mean, but Tommy Lee is, like, he's not that good looking.
Well,
so, are you seeing somebody?
Give it up, man, okay? Good up.
You're not currently seeing anybody?
Ask them in your business.
She played the streets on the river of sadness. She played the streets up to my thigh. I'm hot. In a river of red down the legs of the city. No women in a crying when rivers are weeping. She gave it down and then she drove
Yeah.